It was not the will of God that Israel should wander 40 years in the wilderness. He desired to lead them directly into the land of Canaan and establish them there, a holy and happy people, but they could not enter in because of unbelief. Because of their backsliding and apostasy, they perished in the desert, and others were raised up to enter the promised land. In like manner, it was not the will of God that the coming of Christ should be so long delayed, and his people should remain so many years in this world of sin and sorrow. But unbelief separated them from God, and they refused to do the work which he had appointed them. Others were raised up to proclaim the message. In mercy to the world, Jesus delays his coming, that sinners may have an opportunity to hear the warning and find him a shelter before the wrath of God shall be poured out. Now, as in former ages, the presentation of truth that reproves the sins and errors of the times will excite opposition. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. As men see they cannot maintain their position by the Scriptures, many determine to maintain it at all hazards, and with a malicious spirit they assail the character and motives of those who stand in defense of an unpopular truth. It is the same policy which has been pursued in all ages. Elijah was declared to be a troubler in Israel, Jeremiah a traitor, Paul a polluter of the temple. From that day to this, those who would be loyal to truth have been denounced as seditious, heretical, and schismatic. Multitudes, let me ask a question before we continue on. What if Jeremiah, Elijah, and Paul decided with all this criticism and persecution they would receive that they were just going to back out of that environment? Continuing on, multitudes who are too unbelieving to accept the sure word of prophecy will receive with unquestionable credulity an accusation against those who dare to reprove fashionable sins. This spirit will increase more and more. And the Bible plainly teaches that a time is approaching when the laws of the state will so conflict with the law of God that whosoever would obey all the divine precepts must brave reproach and punishment as an evildoer. In view of this, what is the duty of the messenger of truth? Shall he conclude that truth ought not to be presented, since often its only effect is to arouse men to evade or resist its claims? No. He has no more reason for withholding the testimony of God's word because it excites opposition than had early reformers. The confession of faith made by saints and martyrs were recorded for the benefit of succeeding generations. Those living examples of holiness and steadfast integrity have come down to inspire courage in those who are now called to stand as witnesses for God. They received grace and truth, not for themselves alone, but that through them the knowledge of God might enlighten the earth. Has God given light to his servants in this generation? Then they should let it shine forth to the world. The Great Controversy, 458, 459.